This is KYUK, Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel Search and Rescue warns that Strait Slough must be avoided at this time. The upper half of the slough remains open, and Bethel Search and Rescue has blocked off both ends of the slough to traffic using willows and blue reflective tape. This blue tape signals open water. Just beyond the upper end of Strait Slough sits another large open hole. On Saturday, Bethel Search and Rescue thoroughly marked it, surrounding the hole with 250 willow trees. This weekend, Poskiak Search and Rescue also marked open water in thin ice found above Nico Nick's fish camp. As of this weekend, search and rescue groups marked all known open water between Bethel and Akiak, except for one unmarked hole behind the small island right outside the upper end of Kuskokwim Slough. Along the lower Kuskokwim River, the water level remains high and shell ice lines its edges. In mining news, for the last two decades, various mining companies have been working to develop the massive Donlin Gold prospect in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and most of that time, the development claims support from the region. But that's changing now, as more and more tribes, organizations, and communities are passing resolutions opposing the mine development. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the story.
No, Donlin!
In June of 2018, the Rutchagachimut Native Council organized the first public march against the mine, with other concerned Bethel residents joining them. The final environmental impact statement for the proposed Donlin mine had just been published a couple of months before. Peter Yvonne is ONC's executive director. He grew up in Akiachuk, one of the villages along the Kuskokwim River, more than 100 miles south of the mine site.
You know, somewhere in junior high when I first heard about it, they were bringing in bikes to give for recycling programs. They were handing up trash bags with Donlin all over them.
The Donlin mine prospect has been around for decades, ever since the Calista Corporation selected the site for development under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. A company called Placer Dome struck a deal with Calista to develop the mine in the mid-1990s. After a series of business acquisitions, that venture became known as Donlin Gold. In any village in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and in Bethel, you see Donlin Gold's logo in the schools, on sweatshirts and coats and hats. Donlin Gold has paid to remove waste from villages. It has rebuilt churches and purchased scoreboards for village schools. Yvonne says the company knew those steps would be welcomed in one of the poorest regions in the United States with some of the highest costs of living.
So anything free is usually associated with something positive. And so they took that approach, and, you know, that's all I knew growing up.
When the company signed the leases with the Native corporations that own the land and mineral rights, Donlin promised to prioritize jobs for their shareholders. And there could be 800 mining jobs in the region once it's finished. But for most of the time the mine has been in development, it hasn't generated many headlines. People have spoken against the mine at meetings and hearings, and there haven't been many organized public protests. In 2006, the Association of Village Council Presidents passed a resolution supporting the proposed Donlin Gold mine, as long as it was built in an environmentally sound manner. 6 years later, in 2012, Donlin Gold submitted an application for the environmental review process. And in 2018, the environmental review was finalized and published. Donlin also received a handful of major state and federal permits. That's when tribes began organizing.
We actually came together very recently as the YK River Alliance just in just last month.
That's ONC tribal member Danielle Craven from an interview in 2018. Like myself, she says she knew about the mine for years, but it wasn't until the final EIS was published that she realized just how real it could become.
We became concerned that this was going to harm our way of life and living in the Delta. And so we decided to come together.
Craven helped lead a grassroots effort along the Kuskokwim River that summer, urging tribes to pass resolution protesting the Donlin mine, and 12 did. Then protesters turned their attention to the regional native corporation, Calista, which owns the mineral rights. Shareholders staged a sit-in at Calista's annual shareholder meeting in Bethel in July 2018.
Yeah, awesome. Well, there's a couple things you could do. We're just talking to board members. And
ONC also tried to rescind the 2006 resolution supporting Donlan during AVCP's annual convention in 2018, but failed. And then ONC and other tribes began formalizing their protests, meeting with lawmakers and government officials. Female Calista shareholders sent a letter to the board of directors expressing concerns and demanding a vote on the mine. And then it was time for AVCP's annual convention. ONC learned from its failure the previous year and came prepared. ONC teamed up with the native village of Quinnahock to submit resolutions to rescind the 2006 AVCP resolution. Darren Cleveland is the president of the native village of Quinnahock.
The tribes felt that it's not worth it. Just for 30 years out of thousands of years, that's always been there.
Tribal delegates rescinded the resolution and passed the anti-Donlan one by huge margins. It marked a significant shift in the region. The Donlan gold mine no longer enjoyed support from many villages. Now at least 35 tribes out of 56 in the region were on record against it. Calista did not make anyone available for this story. In response to the anti-Donlan vote, Donlan Gold and Calista released a two-page statement detailing the hundreds of meetings both held with shareholders for the past two decades. Tisha Coons is the vice president for public lands and resource development at Calista. In the statement, she emphasized that mines can be developed safely.
Calista's board and management will continue to review any potential regional resource development on Inksa lands with full awareness and active participation.
Since then, Calista has intensified their marketing efforts, releasing opinion pieces statewide and a new promotional video.
Seeing that Donlan is going to be developed, the protection of the subsistence way of life is one of the most critical things.
But as Calista promotes the mine, many of its shareholders want to vote on it. Some of them are against the mine. Others think the vote would ensure all shareholders get a say in whether or not the mine is developed. Calista has said they are considering it. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
The 26th annual Christmas cookie extravaganza raised thousands of dollars yesterday in Bethel. In just 13 minutes, hundreds of sweet treats earned more than $3,500. The event at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Fitness Center was made possible by 37 bakers donating 200 pounds of cookies, fudge, and breads. The money goes to the YK Delta Lifesaver Endowment Fund to support swim programs and events at the fitness center. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.